The Corps has launched two wave monitors near the harbor. They'll take measurements until December, then the data will be processed with an eye to modifying the existing breakwaters. Jim Sulligan is a hydraulic engineer with the Corps.
On certain days, the Coast Guard can't launch their boats from their Coast Guard station at Two Rivers.
Sulligan says the harbor is unusual in that it faces the southeast.
Your bigger waves, your bigger storms, typically have a northerly component. There might be some kind of unusual wave in the area.
The study will cost $127,000, but Sulligan says a permanent fix will be cheaper in the long run, since the Corps now spends hundreds of thousands of dollars every 5 to 7 years dredging the harbor. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.